What if ground was a verb? What a gift to spend the holidays with the people that you love, those who warm your heart more than enough to pull me through the cold Dutch winter. Recommended for anyone who can make it possible to get a trip out of your own life and fall back into the warm nest of love. An excellent opportunity to realize how much you have built up over the years. On a silver tray, I was given the million reasons to stay and only one to go. So I went. Headstrong and face forward, looking for what extends life, which empowers every soul, willing or not, adventure. A known and rich man told me once that a plane ticket is the most beautiful gift you can ever give. Not just to go far and wide, not because the buildings are so beautiful and different over there, not because we like swimming in a pool which is conveniently located next to your hotel room, or to discover how many historical pots and pans they have collected at the local museum. I'm always pretty excited about all of this, but the power of your ticket is in the ground. Knowledge and fortify buried around the world and gather billions of treasure hunters. Growth is always unexpected, somewhere on the line of your comfort zone and the real life. Currently, Istanbul is crushed by a snowstorm. 6 hours in a stationary flight, 7 more hours in line at the airport, and another 3 sleepy hours spent on transportation and breakfast services. When 20,000 people are simultaneously ending up at the airport, things are all over the place. Hopeless with my suitcase in no one's land, I stumbled from gate to gate, got parked in the wrong queue, nobody could give me any answers. With a visa in my pocket, I walked towards the security, who by then had widely opened the gates, since the number of people was larger than the airport could offer space. With growing bags under my eyes and tired limbs, I stepped into the next row, where people joined the same boat and started a conversation. Thus, I meet a man whose marriage was about to take place in 2 days' time. With his head in the clouds, he still had both feet in the on the ground, and moved by his story, I started following him. At one point, he had received priority and the guarantee of joining the first flight towards his home country. Unfortunately, I lost sight of him, and I'm not aware if he had been able to reassure his fiancée in time. Meanwhile, I teamed up with an Englishman to start the fight for a hotel and a new ticket, when we bumped into a young American girl who was close to desperation and fear dreaded off of her face. For a good reason, though. Where one gets tired and frustrated by uncertainties, a riot starts with turbulent personalities. Within a few minutes, I gained the experience of 2 fights, and this proved to have a quick domino effect. But difficult roads lead to beautiful destinations. For example, the Englishman appeared to have been conducting the musical Les Miserables at West End for years, and the American girl now also lives in my room at the Hilton, which has soon developed into a true friendship. And I have just been drinking coffee with a Lebanese who steers submarines. After hours of exploring the airport, unfortunately our bus got stuck in the snow, so the last 15 minutes we had to walk towards the hotel. Elderly, children, men with heavy suitcases. The screen could have been black and white. Within sight of the hotel at the top of the hill, we all crawled through the heavy layers of snow. People fell, bags were left behind, women cried, mothers grasping for clothes to cover their children. In a snowstorm, every minute is too much. My hands turned blue and my hips started failing because the cold wind was literally freezing my body. I picked up people from what looked like mountains of snow. The crying and misery seemed endless. The panic that can strike within a few minutes causes an unreal scene where people start helping each other without a doubt, and all of a sudden they become one. The door to the hotel was accidentally closed, and someone with a mental defect seemed willing to jump right through. Over 100 of people bouncing on the window seemed to be the way out of this storm. When access was given, it changed from one for all for one, to each person for themselves, struggling their way in. Elderly people are having respiratory problems, children are giving warm blankets, and tears dried up. Ending up at the Hilton, a safe haven, in a country where I did not want to be, but what might just not be that horrid. How an incident like this can be so enriching. A A few nights back, my roommate and I heard a plane and both spontaneously started dancing on the king-size bed. In a couple of days, I squeaked my dancing toes in the sand of the beautiful Omani beach, forgotten all about the long queues and thinking of the great new people I just met.